You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. I am a psychic medium, licensed school teacher, and I am here to provide you with messages from the universe, spirit, source, whatever you'd like to call this higher guiding power. Your soul's purpose is here happening right now. Are you aligned or misaligned? This podcast is going to help you discover everything you're meant to be and beyond. Alrighty, here we go. Spirit is encouraging me to share with you all of the wonderful things, the products, the courses, the classes, the magical guides, the quizzes that have been created over the years. And these creations have been a culmination of me as a psychic medium, as well as my background as a licensed school teacher. I've mentioned that before, but maybe you're new here and you didn't know that about me. So yes, I am a psychic as well as a school teacher. I taught high school for 7 years, and my degree is in family and consumer sciences, which basically I teach my students, my high school students, personal development skills. So that's where the self-help psychic came from. So let's get started. The one course that I'm super proud of, and it is the biggest course, even though it's a 101 course, a beginner's course, an introductory course, not so much a beginner's course, I guess just more of a let's touch the surface, yet we get intuitively deep as well. It is Spiritual 101, and it is the course and gateway of deeply and truly honestly connecting with your higher self, and ultimately your calling, or your soul's purpose, or your inner magic, whatever you would like to call it. It is a journey of self-help, personal development, or personal growth, if you would like to understand it that way. Also inner healing, and of course, some magical self-discovery. It's going to help you get in touch with your soul and your own intuitive skills, and it's going to help you recognize the signs and messages from spirit, God, the universe, whatever you'd like to call it, so you can feel clear and motivated and moving forward in life, so straight into your purposeful path, and it helps you with confidence and clarity. So, if you decide to take Spiritual 101, by the end of the course, you will have received messages from your spirit guides. Yes, that is true. you will have tapped into your intuition. So we are all intuitive, every single one of us, but with so much noise going on in the world with social media, the news, our families, our responsibilities, it's really hard to pay attention to our intuition. And this course is going to help you step into that and get you even closer and help you recognize your intuition and find out what you're really made of. So the treasures that you hold within yourself, you'll be discovering 60 plus different types of psychic skills and which ones you personally possess. So that one, that module in particular, the psychic skills, is one that I absolutely love. And you might not have ever thought or considered yourself as psychic, but I do think that there's a little bit of that in all of us. And honestly, you will be surprised when you find yourself in that list of 60 plus different types of psychic skills. So for example, being a super duper empath is one of them. By the end of the course, you would have created a sacred space within yourself and also perhaps your home life, your own studio, making room for what really matters to you. We will learn the practical ways to let go of what's holding you back so you can move on with your dreams and goals. I know that this is not easy, and you probably already know what might be getting in the way. So you will be given the opportunity to look into what you may need to let go of, and it'll give you the encouragement of doing so and practical skills. You're going to learn all about your spirit guides, your animal guides, different sacred tools that are best to use for your specific intentions. You will have created personal rituals and altars. Ooh, that's fun. You're going to meet your spirit guides, which sounds kind of crazy, but I remember the very first time I connected with my spirit guide, and I didn't take Spiritual 101 because at that time I hadn't created it. So I'm going to walk you through the way that I met my spirit guide and how you can do the same as well. It is through meditation or connection with your higher self, if you would like to call it that way. You're going to learn the secret of energy. You're going to heal some older patterns. You're going to walk into your future with confidence and manifest what you're wanting deep down. And finally, I know it sounds crazy, but you're going to be gently guided to get out of your comfort zone so you can ultimately fulfill your higher calling. Now, that is all Spiritual 101. That is just one of the courses that I've created. I have also created a smaller course, which is called From Fear to Flow. And this one isn't as in-depth as Spiritual 101, but this one is especially for you introverts. If you're anything like me, you are introverted. It gives you very specific steps in a 5-day process that you can repeat over and over again. So both of these courses in particular, well, and actually anything that you purchase or feel you are being called to look deeper into, you will get lifetime access. So I know that there's some courses out there where you buy something and you only have a month to access it, or they only give you like a year and then they revoke your access. This, you'll have lifetime access to it, which is really cool. So From Fear to Flow in 5 days, it's going to take you through very specific steps that show you how to get out of your comfort zone, again, with confidence. I talk a lot about confidence because I think deep down, you certainly are very confident, and I am as well. But I think that we can tend to get caught up in like what I would understand as like a comparison a little bit, especially with social media, especially with depending on your age or what you're doing. But we get caught up in what others are doing. And social media in particular really bombards us with a lot of, it's kind of hard to to explain it, but we're bombarded with being compared with other people and thinking that we're not enough, or that our skills or our talents or our personal strengths aren't enough. And really, they already are. And so you're just going to be rediscovering that confidence that already resides within you. So you can learn more about that. I also love, as a teacher, I'm a total nerd. So I love creating what I like to call magic guides, which are PDF guides. They are fillable, but these are all created by connecting with spirit and receiving that inspiration from spirit, from my higher self as well, in order to help you in all ways for the highest good. So everything that I created is, again, personal based, spiritual based, and it's going to help you align with what is already within you. One of the freebies that I offer is called Your Zone of Genius, and it's exclusive for women who are focused on their strengths. So your personal strengths. Now, if you haven't heard of it, I have created, or I should explain it as, I've taken this assessment called Gallup Strengths Finder or Clifton Strengths Finder. It's the same thing. You may have heard of it before. I think millions and millions of people have taken this assessment. So I have loved that so, so much that I've kind of gone from that and learned those tools. And I'm going to help you do the same with your own personal strengths. So this particular class, again, that is free. It helps you recognize your unique personal strengths and natural gifts with a little bit of a magical twist. So you will want to get registered and enrolled in that. And then the other freebie that I offer is called Your Soul's Purpose Assignment. Now, this one is also a little classroom. Everything that I'm creating is online. maybe you ended up understanding that, but I wanted to make that clear. This one allows you to go into like a 7-day challenge to step into your unique purpose and passions. It's going to help you tap into your own intuition. Again, similar to Spiritual 101, but again, this is a freebie that you can test out, and it's going to give you clarity for your life's purpose. So you'll want to check that out. Everything is on my website, tabithastitt.com, or you can head to theselfhelppsychic.com. So these are just introductory examples of, or I should say, I'm just introducing you to the things that I've created. I have created so many other things. I can't even keep track of them. Again, these are all inspired by working with spirit as a psychic medium. For example, the other magic guide that I've created, oh gosh, I don't remember how many pages that has, but I'm asking you questions. I'm being inspired to ask you questions to help you learn about who you are and how to utilize that in a practical manner. So you're taking your spiritual gifts and you are applying them practically. You're utilizing them out into your world. So that way you can create the life that you've always wanted to create. So that way you can step into your bliss. You can live your bliss. You can live your soul's calling. You can live your purpose. And I truly believe from not only my own experience, but also from working with clients and students as a psychic medium, ultimately we're all looking for that. We're all wanting to be the person that we already know we are deep down. And on one hand, we already are being that person because everything up to this point has created our lives in a way that's going to help us. So even with the struggles, even with the situations that have happened, the circumstances that we're in, all of that can be used in a way to help you learn even more about who you are and what you want to let go of and what you want to hold on to. So it's a combination of both the spiritual aspects, connecting with your higher self, learning about who you are, learning about what God means to you or goddess means to you, and then moving that outward, shining your light, being the person that you already are, but expanding it in a way that feels ultra free, ultra liberating, ultra good, and letting those things go that are hindering you, not necessarily helping you. So I do hope and encourage you to check out all of these different items, these classes, these courses, oh, and quizzes as well. I'm just now starting to create quizzes. And again, as a teacher, total nerd here, but I really, really enjoy asking you questions that are going to help you, again, step into your purpose. I know I'm kind of being repetitive here, but I also want to emphasize that I'm doing this all not from AI. I have not used AI. I mean, I've dabbled with it a little bit just to see what it's all about, but I think so many people that I'm noticing are really encouraging you to use AI to make things easier, and I get that, but I want you to understand that I don't use AI when it comes to my creative process. So for example, the questions that I've asked on the quizzes, those are not AI generated. Those are questions that I have received from spirit to help you, again, learn about your own spiritual gifts as well. And I think that's important because when I hear that someone uses AI, I just feel, I don't know, it's like a little bit of a shortcut, but it also takes that creativity from us in a way. So I don't know, I guess use discernment, but I wanted to let you know that these have been created from my own creative process. And I think that there is, there's a difference there. And I think that you'll be able to feel it. So enough about that. Explore on your own, tabithastitt.com/shop. Spirit has encouraged me this morning to share all of this with you because quite frankly, I don't talk about it. I don't talk about it enough. And this is also an example for you to start talking about the things that you have created and to share those out into the world. And maybe this is a very beginning process for you where maybe you feel like, hey, I don't know, am I creative? Am I not? The answer is yes. It depends on how you want to create, what are the formats that you want to use, and how you want to put that out into the world. Or maybe you just want to share it with one other person, or maybe it's just a self-healing process where you're doing it just to help yourself, not necessarily others. So you'll be able to get to learn all about that with the things that you'll discover in the magic shop. So there you have it. As always, continue to pay attention to your intuition. Take action upon its loving guidance, and finally move forward with trust. And so it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.